Hare Krishna. Say nothing doing to doing nothing. Now, the idea of doing nothing often seems attractive to dilettante spiritualists who basically see spirituality as a comfortable, relaxing retreat from the rush of material life. And it is true that our culture keeps us excessively busy and exhaustingly busy, and often it does it too busy for our own good. So in such a situation, it is natural to want a break, and because most of the activities that our culture engages in materialistic activities, when we go away from that, we think that retreating from that is spiritual. But then, is doing nothing really the solution to the super busyness of our culture? First of all, doing nothing is also doing something. You know, it's not really doing nothing, because we are sitting, even we are motionless. Even being motionless is also an activity, and it's not an easy activity. To be motionless may seem pleasant for a few moments when we are tired, but then we want to do some activity. And even if somehow we are able to still our bodily motion, still our mind stays active. And sometimes when we have a lot of passion inside us, then imposed physical activity, inactivity, can cause all that passion to go to the mental level. And then there can be mental hyperactivity leading to stress also of its own kind. So, actually, doing nothing is unnatural for us both spiritually and materially. Spiritually, we are souls, and as souls, we are parts of Krishna and are meant to love and serve Him eternally. And because we are meant to love and serve Him eternally, that means that we are actually that active, that love we express through service. So, endless and ceaseless service, which is essentially active, is the nature of the soul. So to be inactive is unnatural spiritually. And what about materially? Right now, we as souls are trapped in the body-mind complex. And in this body-mind complex, we are actually conditioned by our nature. And we cannot be inactive, because the modes according to our nature will impel us constantly to act. The Bhagavad Gita 3.5 states, Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krit karyate yavasha karma sarva prakriti jairgunai. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi, not even for a moment, jatu tishtatya karma krit. One cannot be situated tishtati akarma krit, in inactivity. Karyate hi avasha karma. Helplessly one is forced to act. Sarva prakriti jair gunai. All born of material nature, all these qualities. Prakriti jair gunai. So now, here, the point is, it is unnatural and impossible for us to try to stop all activity, materially and spiritually. So rather than exerting ourselves on some futile avenue like that, we can instead redirect our energy from material-centered activity, from self-centered, from materialistic activities, which entangle, which exhaust, which stress out, to Krishna-centered activities that liberate, that rejuvenate, that uplift. And this is the sense of bhakti yoga. And when we do devotional activities, they are ultimately fulfilling, supremely fulfilling, supremely enlivening. But because we are not yet pure, sometimes we may find even devotional activities exhausting. And at that time, we may even find ourselves tempted with the idea, with the comfort of doing nothing. But we need to, by bringing to our mind, remembering that such inactivity is unnatural both spiritually and materially, we can say a firm nothing doing to doing nothing. And once we say firm nothing doing to doing nothing, then we will be able to wholeheartedly practice devotional service. Now, nothing doing to doing nothing doesn't mean that we have to be constantly running around in devotional service, physically running around, but that we have to be engaged constructively in service at all times. Not that we are just trying to be inactive. And then when we do this, we will, our wholehearted devotional service will attract Krishna's mercy, will give us higher taste, and then we'll gradually be elevated to the arena, to the eternal arena of ecstatic loving activity. That arena is our eternal home. Thank you. Hare Krishna.